Chapter 41. De Roquefort was furious. The night the master died, the archival security system had recorded that the seneschal had left with two books. The affixed tags identified the two missing tomes as a 13th century codex he knew well, and a marshal's report filed in the latter part of the 19th century, which he'd also read. When he'd interrogated Royce Claridon a few hours ago, he'd not made known his familiarity with the cryptogram contained in Lars Nell's journal. But a cryptogram was included in the prior marshal's report, along with the location where the puzzle had been found, in the Abbé Gélis's church. The two were identical. Gélis apparently solved the puzzle, and the marshal was told the results. But the solution was never found after Gélis's murder. Now the marshal's report was gone, which might not be all bad, since he possessed Lars Nell's journal, which contained Saunière's cryptogram. Yet was it, as the marshal reported, the same as Gélis's? No way to know without the marshal's report. 5 minutes ago, he'd listened through a microphone as Stephanie Nell and Brother Jeffrey bonded, and learned Mark Nell and Cotton Malone had walked to the church. While Royce Claridon dealt with the two at Lars Nell's house, he was going to see about the other two. The transponder still attached to the rental car had revealed that Malone and Stephanie Nell returned to Rennes from Avignon in the wee hours. Mark Nell must have come straight here from the Abbey. After what happened last night with the woman on the bridge, he thought Malone and Stephanie Nell were no longer important. He'd traveled to Avignon to discover what secrets the palace archives held and to capture Claridon. He'd accomplished his objectives and managed to obtain Lars Nell's journal as a bonus. He'd even been willing to let Mark Nell and Jeffrey go, since away from the Abbey, they were a far lesser threat. But after learning about the two missing books, that strategy changed.
"We're in place," a voice said in his ear. "Stay until I call for you."
He'd brought six brothers with him, and they were now scattered around the village. He strolled toward the Church of Mary Magdalene, making no effort to mask his approach. He wanted Mark Nell to know he was there.